This sermon was created with an artificial voice for the audiobook initiative on Sermon Audio. There may be mispronunciations or occasional repetitions. To report a mistake, please email us at info@sermonaudio.com and include the sermon ID or title of the message and the time at which the error occurs. We will do our best to get it corrected for future listeners. Of Antichrist and His Ruin, Part 3. By John Bunyan. Brave days when Antichrist is dead. Now, therefore, there will be nothing of Antichrist to be seen throughout the nations, but ruinous heaps and desolate places. It is said of the army of the man of sin, when he came into the land of God's people, though it was before him as the Garden of Eden, yet behind him, 'twould be as a desolate wilderness. Such ruins would he make of the flock of God, and of all their ordinances and heavenly dainties. But when the days that I have spoken of shall come, it will be to him a time of retaliation, for it shall then be done unto Antichrist, as he hath done to the church of God, as he hath made women childless, so shall he be made childless. As he has made Zion sit upon the ground, so now must this wicked one come down and sit in the dust. Yea, as he has made many churches desolations, so now shall he be also made a desolation. Wherefore, whoso will find his body, they must look for it in the side of the pit's mouth. And whoso will find his friends and companions, they must look for them there likewise. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain with all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though their terror was caused in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of them that be slain. There is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. There is Edom, her kind, and all her princes, etc. There be the princes of the north, all of them, which, with their might, are laid with them that are slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. For as Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. The margin reads it thus, Both Babylon is to fall, O ye slain of Israel, and with Babylon the slain of all the earth. Now then she is gone down, when all these things shall be fulfilled, and what remains now, but to talk of her, as folk used to do of them that are dead. For the day will come that the church of God shall have no more of Antichrist, Babylon, or the mother of harlots, than only the remembrance of her. To wit, that there was such an enemy of God in the world, that there was such a superstitious, idolatrous, bloody people in the world. Wherefore the people that shall be born, that shall live to serve God in these happy days, they shall see Antichrist only in its ruins. They shall, like the sparrows, the little robins and the wren, sit and sing, and chirrup one to another, while their eyes behold this dead hawk. Here shall they say, Did once the lion dwell, and there was once a dragon inhabited? Here did they live that were the murderers of the saints, and there another that did use to set his throat against the heavens. But now, in the places where these ravenous creatures lay, grows grass with reeds and rushes, or else. Now their habitation is cursed, nettles grow, and so do thorns and brambles, where their palaces were wont to be. And as no good was with them while they lived, so their name stinketh now they are dead, yea, as they wrought mischiefs, and lived like the wild beasts when they enjoyed their abundance. So now the wild beasts of the desert, yea, they of the desert, shall meet with the wild beasts of the island, and the satyr shall cry to his fellows. Their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, even as devils and wicked spirits do haunt the desolate houses of the wicked when they are dead. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their folds there. A while after this, as was hinted before, the Christians will begin with detestation to ask what Antichrist was, where Antichrist dwelt, who were his members, and what he did in the world. And it shall be answered by them that shall have skill to consider his features by the word, by way of taunt and scorn. Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. There will be a strange alteration when Antichrist is dead, and that both in the church and in the world. The church and the members of it, then, shall wear the name of their God in their foreheads. That is, they shall be bold in the profession of their king and their God. Yea, it shall be their glory to be godly, and carnal men shall praise them for it. The praise of the whole earth shall the church of God be in those days. Then there shall no more be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord. No lion shall be there. The unclean shall no more tread in the paths of God's people, but the ransomed of the Lord shall walk there. Glory that has not been seen nor heard of by the people that used to walk in sackcloth shall now be set in the land of the living. For as it was said of Christ with reference to his day, so it shall be said of saints with reference to this day, many kings and righteous men have desired to see the things that will be seen then, and shall not see them, but without all doubt the men that shall be born at this time will consider that these glories and liberties and privileges of theirs cost the people that walked in the king of Babylon's fiery furnace, or that suffered the trials, troubles, and tyranny of the anti-Christian generation, more groans and hearty wishes than they did them that shall enjoy them. Thus then it will go, the afflicted prayed for them, and the possessors bless God for the enjoyment of them. Oh, now shall the church walk in the light of the Lord, and sit every man under his vine, and under his fig tree, and none shall make him afraid. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land, and the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob, and the people shall take them, and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, How hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city, or the exactress of gold, ceased. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since thou art laid down, no seller is come up against us. Also the world will now be, as it were, another thing than it was in the days of Antichrist. Now will kings and princes and nobles and the whole commonality be rid of that servitude and bondage, which in former times when they used to carry Bel and the Dryden upon their shoulders, they were subjected to. They were then a burden to them, but now they are at ease. 'Tis with the world that are the slaves of Antichrist now, as it is with them that are slaves and captives to a whore, They must come when she calls, run when she bids, fight with, and beat them that she saith miscall her, and spend what they can get by labor or fraud upon her, or she will be no more their whore, and they shall be no more her bosom ones. But now it will be otherwise. Now they will have no whore to please. Now they will have none to put them upon persecuting of the saints. Now they shall not be made, as before, guilty of the blood of those against whom this gentleman shall take a pet. Now the world shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Yea, they shall cleave to and countenance the people of God, being persuaded, as Laban was of Jacob, that the Lord will bless them for his people's sakes. For at this day the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass, that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. Also in these days men shall come flocking into the house of God, both kings and princes and nobles and the common people, as the doves do to their windows. And for that cause it is spoken to the church, with reference to the latter days, saying, Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Now will be broken up those prophecies and promises that to this day lie as under lock and key, and that cannot be opened until they be fulfilled. Now will the Spirit of God be poured forth abundantly, and our rivers shall be in high places, that is, shall break forth from the hearts of great ones. Yea, then shall our waters be made deep, and I will cause their rivers to run like oil, saith the Lord God. Then shall the differences, the divisions, and debates that are among the godly cease, for men shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Yea, the watchmen of God's people shall do so, for it is for want of light in them that the lambs have so butted one another. Now the church of God shall read with great plainness the depths of providence and the turnings and windings of all God's dark and intricate dispensations, through which she hath waded in the cloudy and dark day. Now, I say, they shall see there was an harmony in them, and that if one of them had been wanting, the work and way of her deliverance could not have been so full of the wisdom and justice and goodness of God. Wherefore now will that song be sung with clearer notes than ever. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest, and again, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand, of the manner of the ruin of Antichrist. What Antichrist is, I have told you, and that as to his soul and body. I have also told you where, or in what things, the spirit and life of Antichrist lieth, and how he shall reign for a time. I have moreover shewed you that he shall be destroyed, and by what, and that with reference both to his soul and body. Wherefore, waiving other things, I shall here only present you with a few short hints concerning the manner of his downfall. There is the downfall, the time of the downfall, and the manner of the downfall of Antichrist. The manner of the downfall of Antichrist may be considered either with respect to the suddenness, unexpectedness, terribleness, or strangeness thereof. It may also be considered with respect to the way of God's procedure with her, as to the gradualness thereof. As to the suddenness thereof, 'tis said to be in an hour. It is also to be, when by her unexpected. For then she saith, I sit a queen. For the terribleness of it, the nations shall shake at the sound of her fall. And for the strangeness thereof, it shall be to the wonder of the world, it will be as when God overthrew Sodom. But I shall not enlarge upon this method in my discourse, but shall show you the manner of the ruin of Antichrist, with respect to the gradualness thereof. Antichrist then shall be brought to ruin gradually, that is, by degrees, apart after apart. Here a fenced city, and there a high tower, even until she is made to lie even with the ground. And yet all shall be within the compass of God's days, hours, or moments. For within the compass of these limited times, Antichrist shall be destroyed. Now, as I said, he, she, Sodom, Egypt, Babylon, Antichrist, shall be destroyed, not all at once, after the way of our counting of time, but by step after step, piece after piece, and perhaps there may be in the words now following something that signifies this: they shall shew the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end. This is also shewed by the vessels in which is contained the wrath of God for her, together with the manner of pouring of it out. The vessels in which it is contained are called vials. Now a vial is that which letteth out what is contained in it by degrees, and not all at once. There are also two things to be considered as to the manner of its being poured out of them. The first respecteth the nature of the vial, the other the order of the angels that poured forth this wrath. For the first, the vial, as it letteth out what is in it by degrees, so it doth it with certain gusts that are mixed with strength and violence, bolting it out with noise, etc. As for the order of the angels, or that order that they observe, they plainly show that this enemy must come down by degrees. For that these vials are by them poured out one after another, each one working something of their own effects, before another is poured forth. The first is poured forth upon the anti-Christian earth, the second upon her sea, the third is poured forth upon her rivers, and the fourth upon her son, the fifth is poured forth upon the seed of the beast, the sixth upon her Euphrates, and the seventh into her heir. And I say they are poured forth not all at one time, but now one, and then another. Now, since by these vials Antichrist must fall, and since also they are poured forth successively, 'tis evident that this man of sin, this son of perdition, is to fall and die by degrees. He would not die at all, as is manifest by his wrestling with it, but he is a strong God that judges, and therefore he must come down. His friends also, with what cordials they can, will labor to lengthen out his tranquility, but God hath set his bounds, and he cannot go beyond the time appointed. We must also put a difference betwixt her being fought withal and wounded, and that of her dying the death. Michael and his angels have been holding of her in play a long season, but yet she is not dead, but as I said, she shall descend in battle and perish, and shall be found no more forever. A tenth part falls first, to speak then to the manner of the ruin of this Antichrist, with respect to the gradualness thereof. It must piece after piece be overthrown, until at last every whit thereof is rolled down from the rocks as a burnt mountain. And hence we read that this city falls first in a tenth part thereof, even while nine parts remain yet standing. Nor doth this tenth part, notwithstanding the faith and faithful testimony of the two witnesses, quite fall until they are slain, and also raised again. For 'tis said the same hour that the witnesses were raised, the tenth part of the city fell, the tenth part of that city that reigneth over the kings of the earth, which city is Sodom, Egypt, Babylon, or the great whore. By the city, then, I understand the church of Antichrist in its utmost bounds. And so it reacheth as far as the beast with seven heads and ten horns hath dominion. Hence this city is also called cities, as one universe is called by the name of several countries, etc. And them cities also are called the cities of the nations, for as when they are put together, they all make but one. So when they are considered apart, they are found in number 10, an answer to the 10 horns upon the heads of the seven-headed beast that carries her, and do give her protection. This then I take to be the meaning, that the anti-Christian church is divided into 10 parts, and each part is put under one of the horns of the beast for protection, but that aid and protection shall not help when God shall come to execute judgment upon her. For it saith, a tenth part of the city fell, that is, first, and as a forerunner of the fall of all the rest. Now where this tenth part is, or which of the 10 parts must fall first, or whether indeed a tenth part is already fallen, that I will leave to those that are wiser than myself to determine. But since I am speaking of the fall of a tenth part of Antichrist, a word or two about the means of the fall thereof. The means of the fall of this tenth part is an earthquake, yet not such as is universal, over the face of all, but an earthquake in that tenth part where that city stood that should fall. Now by earthquakes here cannot be meant anything but such a shaking as unsettledeth the foundations of this tenth part, but whether it shall be in this tenth part as a city, or in it as a state, that I shall not determine. Only my thoughts are that it shall be an earthquake in that kingdom where this tenth part shall happen to be, an earthquake not to overthrow further than is appointed. And that is the city which is called the tenth part of the great Antichrist. So far as that state is a state, so far then it is shaken for reformation, not for destruction. For in the earthquake were slain 7,000 names of men, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. But thus much for the first, great Babylon falleth first in a tenth part of it. The 9 parts fall. Again, the next step that the strong God taketh towards the utter overthrow of Antichrist will be more sore upon the whole, though not at first universal neither. Yet in conclusion, it shall throw down the 9 parts that are left, for thus it is recorded, and the cities of the nations fell, the cities of the nations, the anti-Christian churches, the anti-Christian churches, otherwise called the daughters of the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. Now to show you the hand of God in this second stroke, wherewith the Lord will smite this enemy. 1. Here we have a great earthquake. 2. And then the fall of the cities of the nations. For the earthquake, it is said to be such as never was, so mighty an earthquake, and so great. For it extended itself as far as the other 9 cities had any ground to stand on. For it shook the foundations of them all. The fall of the cities was not immediately upon the shake that was made, but the earthquake produced an eruption. An eruption in the 9 remaining parts of this city, and such an eruption as is of the worst sort. For it divided them into a 3-headed division, and the great city was divided into 3 parts, the great city, to wit, the powers by which they were upheld. The meaning then is this: when God shall strike this man of sin the second time, he will not be so sparing as he was at first, when he struck but a tenth part to the ground. But now he will so shake, so confound, so divide, so raise up Antichrist against himself, to wit, in the body and members of him, that they shall set to fighting and to tearing one another in pieces, until they have consumed the whole of these 9 parts. It was, saith the text, divided into 3 parts. Which divisions are the worst of all? It will be therefore such a division as will bring them all to ruin. Hence it follows, and the cities of the nations fell. Wherefore, this 3-cornered eruption will be the most dreadful to Antichrist that ever was. It will be like that was in Jerusalem when she came to be laid even with the ground, and like that came upon the armies of the Gentiles when they came up to fight against Jehoshaphat. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them, And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. This, I say, is the division that this mighty earthquake shall make betwixt the horns that are left to these nine parts that remained when the tenth part of the city fell. And this will come to pass through the increase of the heat of God's anger. For he is angry with the waters where the woman sitteth, because they have delivered up his beloved to the bloody whore. Wherefore he now will give them blood to drink in fury. Hence his beginning to deal with Antichrist is called the beginning of revenges. I will make, saith God, mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. And therefore it is said again, that when God comes to do this work upon this Antichrist, it is because it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion's. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. A peace therefore cannot be made among these cities when God has forbidden it, wherefore the effect of all is the cities of the nations fall. There is therefore like to be no more good days for Antichrist after this earthquake has begun to shake her. No, nothing now is to be expected of her, but rumors, tumult, stirs, and uproars. One post shall run to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end. And again, a rumor shall both come 1 year. And after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler, etc., etc. So that this earthquake has driven away peace, shaken the foundations, and will cast the nine cities down to the ground. Great Babel falls. And this is a second stroke, that God will give this man of sin, and a third cometh quickly. Wherefore, it follows upon the downfall of these cities of the nations, that great Babylon came into remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Now then have at great Babylon. Great Babylon, what is that? Why, I take it to be the mother, the metropolitan, the great whore herself. For though sometimes by the great whore or great Babylon we may understand the church of Antichrist in general, yet by it is meant more properly the mother of the daughters, of whose overthrow we have spoken before. We are now then come to the threshold of the door of the house of the old one, to the door of the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth. This then that but now is said to come into remembrance with God is that which gave being to the cities destroyed before, to wit, the mistress, the queen, the mother, church, as she calleth herself. And this is the wisdom of God concerning her, that she should not be the first that should die, but that she should live to see the destruction of her daughters, and pine away under the sight and sense of that, even until judgment also shall overtake herself. Thus Pharaoh and his chief ones did live to see the greatest part of Egypt destroyed before judgment overtook them. But at last it came to their doors also. Zedekiah lived to see his children slain before his face, before judgment overtook him to his own personal destruction. Babylon also, when God sent the cup of his fury unto her, yet was to live to see the nations drink before her. Take the wine cup of my fury, said God to the prophet, and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it, to wit, all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth. And Shishak shall drink after them. But what was Shishak, may some say? I answer, it was Babylon, the princess of the world, and at that time the head of all those nations, as this queen is now the mother of harlots. Wherefore, the same prophet, speaking of the destruction of the same Shishak, saith, how is Shishak taken? And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? Now, if this was the method of God's proceeding with his enemies in the way of his judgments of old, Why may we not suppose that he will go the same way with his great enemy now, especially since those judgments mentioned before were executed upon those which, in some things, were figures of the great whore? Besides, we read here plainly that when the cities of the nations were fallen, great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give her to drink of the cup. From all which I conclude, as I did before, that the mother, the metropolitan, the lady of kingdoms, shall live to see her daughters executed before her face, after which she shall come into consideration herself. For she must assuredly drink of the cup. This destruction, therefore, must be last, for the reasons urged before, and also because she most deserves the bottom of the cup. The bottom is the dregs, the most bitter part, and that where the most heat and fiercest wrath of God doth lie. Wherefore, although you find that by the first earthquake a great slaughter was made, and that a tenth part of the city fell, yet from that judgment some did escape, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. But now this earthquake, by virtue of which the cities of the nations fall, and as an effect of which great Babylon is come into remembrance before God, remembrance before God, neither spares one of the daughters of this whore, nor any man that is a lover of them. But it so is seconded by a hailstorm, and that hailstorm worketh so in wrath that not one escapes by repentance. Every hail stone was the weight of a talent, which some say is 6 pounds above half an hundred weight. By this therefore God shews that now his anger was wrought up to the height. I know not wherewith so to compare these hailstones, as with the talent of lead that was laid over the mouth of the ephah, which was prepared to hold the woman whose name was Wickedness, this very whore of Babylon, for that talent of lead was to keep down this mistress, that she might get no more out of the ephah. And these hail stone are to banish her out of the world. Therefore it follows that she must have the most heavy judgment, even the bottom of the cup. And great Babylon came into remembrance before God. To remember with God is to visit either with grace or wrath. God is said to remember Rachel when he visited her with the blessing of a fruitful womb. It is said also that God remembered Noah when the time came on that he was to be delivered from the flood. Here also he is said to remember Babylon, that is, to visit her with his anger for the wickedness that she had committed, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Now then is the time of iniquity, when it will become to the full, and now also is the time of God's anger, when it will become to the full. Now therefore must the murders and thefts and blasphemies and fornications, etc., belonging to this mother of harlots, be recompensed to the full, to wit, with the dregs of this cup. Yet since the hailstones come by weight, and the wrath comes by measure, for so a talent and a cup imports, it follows that the Almighty God, even in the midst of the heat of all this anger, will keep to the rules of justice and judgment while he is dealing with this enemy. He has not passions to carry him beyond rules of judgment, nor weakness to cause him to fall short of doing justice. Therefore he has, as was said, his judgments for her by weight, and his indignation by measure. But yet this weight and measure is not suited to her constitution, not with an intent to purge or refine her, but it is disposed according to the measure and nature of her iniquity, and comes to sweep her, as with the besom of destruction, until she is swept off from the face of all the earth. And thus I have shewed you the manner of the ruin of Antichrist, that is, that it will be gradual part after part, until the whole be overthrown. And this truth may be applied both to the soul, as well as to the body of Antichrist, for the soul, spirit, or life of Antichrist must also after this manner be destroyed. And hence it is said to be consumed, that is, by degrees. For to consume is to destroy by degrees. Only this caution I would have the reader remember, that much of the soul of Antichrist may be destroyed, when none of her daughters are, and that the destruction of her spirit is a certain forerunner of the destruction of her body, in the manner that we have related. Now, since she is dying, let us ring her passing bell, for when she is dead, we that live to see it intend to ring out. For thus saith the Lord God, when I shall make thee a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon thee, and great waters shall cover thee, when I shall bring thee down with them that descend into the pit, with the people of old time, and shall set thee in the low parts of the earth, in places desolate of old, with them that go down to the pit, that thou be not inhabited, and I shall set glory in the land of the living. I will make thee a terror, and thou shalt be no more. Though thou be sought for, yet shalt thou never be found again, saith the Lord God.